This is Shannon Kelly. Today's date is December 3rd, 1972, and the time is 8 p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. John Carroll of Bay City, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are Bay City's Great Fire of 1892. Mrs. Carroll was not alive at the time of the fire, but she will relive and retell what she has heard about it. She will discuss the Carroll Produce Company and then what evolved from it to the Carroll Bottling Company, horse racing, and the Clarkston Field. Okay, Mrs. Carroll, could you tell us now about the Great Fire in the South End, what you remember hearing about it?
My husband and his family talk about it. Because they lived in that area. They lived on Broadway. And this the fire was started from the sawmill, Miller's sawmill. That was at the foot of 31st Street. I think that it started from the sparks from a tugboat that was in a nearby ship. Burning all the homes around there. People began to bring out all their... What I remember them telling about was them bringing their things out and everybody come bring into that big park, you know, called Roosevelt Park. And some of the homes were burned completely, and they lost all possessions. The people that were living around them had to look after them and bring them home. What was considered the worst fire, I guess, that Bay City ever had.
Do you remember if they said how long it burned or how long it took for it to be extinguished?
Well, it was one life was lost. So about 1,300 people were homeless.
That would, which area of town would that be now in Bay City?
Well, that's just South Bay City. It's just up about the Fremont School. The Fremont School wasn't affected by it. It was between, it just happened to be, that they were, it wasn't in the
Now, could you tell us something about
took several hours for it to be extinguished.
Several hours. Could you tell us about your grandfather or your
my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law's produce business?
Produce business, yes, the Carroll.
It was John Carroll.
Yes, it was. Well, it was the side of Detroit, and they sold Carroll handles of fruit and vegetables. And they care of all the North, Mackinac Island, and all the way up to the Sioux.
Do you know what year he started it?
87.
Where was this located?
On 3rd, between Saginaw and Water.
Do you remember any interesting facts about the produce company?
Out through up north and all over out to the thumb, Bassett and Saginaw over that way. Well, there were other wholesale houses. See, that was a wholesale district there on 3rd. And then later, after many years after they built them, a market was built there on it faced Washington. It ran. It was from Washington to Saginaw, and from and it was one end was on 2nd Street. And then that was continued for many, many years. And then they built the larger one down here on 11th, where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was down that way. And then the farmer's lawn came with it. Vegetables and fruit. And those was always horses and wagons.
Horses and wagons. Do you know by chance how many people were employed by this company at one time?
What's the market?
Yeah, or the produce company.
Well, it was a family, family owned and employed. Well, they had quite a few because they had, you know, wagons. They were later on, they had trucks and just a little. There's no probably about, say, about 15 employees.
And when did he help him from? Did he work in this office?
Yeah, he always worked there.
Yeah. And then when did the pot business
that was in 40 pot business was 42. Mm-hmm. And they installed the machine. Shut down so I employed quite a few people too at that time. Probably 15 or so drivers. They have huge semi trucks. I think one of the other business they had, those were those Stroh's service. That was when they had a lot of people working there. It was in the same building, I think. They discontinued the distributing. It was right after the 18th Amendment was repealed, and they got the agency for Stroh's beer. Can't mention that.
Doesn't make any difference.
And then from that came the pop. Waptress home.
Your father-in-law, John Carroll, had quite a famous racehorse. You want to tell us about him?
Yeah, well, he had one that was north. And he was very active all through the state. You know, he took the horses all around and raised them. And then this horse racing on ice was play a sport in Bay City at one time. And they used Fifth Avenue for it. It started about, I think Will Maher was one of those that did that too, W.J. Maher. And they started about on Fifth Street, about on Sherman, and it goes as far as Tumble. There's lots of excitement with that. And that was a beautiful horse. I mean, I did see him. And his family were all real proud of him. He used to take him around to the fairs, and I remember taking him up to Alpena to the races up there.
Would he always ride the horse himself?
No. Well, he didn't ride it. But he did drive it in his racing. See, they had the cutters. Those little, well, they were regular, fixed up for racing. Jockey. You probably had different ones. Not in the family, I know that. W.J. Maher, you know, lived right across the street. I remember he was also a great horseman. He had a real good racer, too. It was called Hampton West. Isn't that funny? That just came to me. Huh? You know who the Mahers are?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a buttonhole relation, right?
Yes. Do you know about what year that picture was taken? That's a picture out of the Bay City Times.
They have it down there. Because they published it, I guess it was Glenn McDonald asked Dad about one of them, and he put it in there. It was real interesting. Because people didn't even know, people around now didn't even know such a thing happened as having ice freezing with horses.
Would the ice and the snow affect people badly in Bay City? How'd they get around if there was a real bad
storm?
To
shovel their way. Walk.
Yeah, walk.
Yeah. The street cars couldn't run sometimes when it would get too bad.
So these races were before the street was paved and...
Well, no, this was paved then, but
the boulevard?
Before it went out, this, yes.
Oh. Before the boulevard was put in.
Yes, and fifth out from Trumbull to Park. It wasn't paid.
Do you know where he got the horse? Did he buy it from somebody?
Well, yes, I don't know. I don't know the details of that. But he was always, he had other horses too, but this was a race horse. He did have other horses.
Did he keep them at home?
He kept one there, I think. He kept them out for months. Or no. Yeah. And at Star. Yeah. And Tierney, Tom Tierney, I think, had a place, as I remember hearing them tell about, where they would keep, you know, they would be care for them and groom them. That was out at the fairground.
The fairground? As we know it today, or was it basically the same as it is at the fairground?
Well, of course, they've moved it. It's the same location.
Same location?
Yeah, it is. Exactly the same. Then, you know, there used to be a ballpark in Bay City out to be on that, this side of center, and about where. For Ray's.
Where Walgreens is.
Yeah, that used to be a ballpark there.
Wish there was a ballpark there today.
What do they call that? Or Carson Park. Yeah, Jim Davison was one of the instigators of it, I guess.
What teams played there? Did they have, like, leagues? Is that like a minor league?
Yeah. I guess they had some pretty good players, though. I suppose some of them went on to get into the other.
Kai Kyler played there. Okay. Kai Kyler.
Kai Kyler?
I can't.